It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to talk about how I can sell you a BlackBerry, but I want to talk about my journey with BlackBerry. Now, before we get into me trying to sell you a BlackBerry, I want to talk about how I began my journey in becoming a loyal BlackBerry user and how I'm a loyal Samsung user now. Now, it's pretty cool. Like, way back in 2010, I used a product called a phone called the Palm Pre. It was by a company by Palm that eventually was bought out by HP and they killed the brand. But Palm at the time had its own operating system, which is now used in, I believe, Samsung TVs, if I'm not mistaken, or it's used in a smart TV. Maybe it's LG, but I'd have to look that up. But anyways, enough rambling. Palm was, in my opinion, one of the best multitasking phone OSs out there. Now, this is back in 2010 when Apple and Android were first coming out. Now, at the time when HP bought Palm and killed that brand, that phone was no longer supported. So I wanted something a little better, a little more secure, and to kind of continue on with. So what I did was I got on my phone and I tweeted out, what are my best options? Should I get an Apple or an iPhone, or should I get an Android phone? And I got a lot of tweets back, people telling me Android's far better, you can customize it, Apple's far better, it's a little more secure, back and forth. Until a friend of mine who used to work for RIM, which is now BlackBerry, sent me a tweet and said, hey, I will send you a BlackBerry Bold 9900, which is behind me, if you're watching the YouTube video, in this shadow box. And at the time, the Bold 9900 was one of the best smartphones on the market. It was a very well-made device. It had the aluminum casing around it. It was just a beautiful phone. And from there until a year ago, I was a huge BlackBerry fan. Unfortunately, my key two, my last BlackBerry kind of kicked the bucket, and it's now behind me in a shadow box. So I have my first and my last BlackBerry hanging up to kind of pay homage to my love of BlackBerry. And now I've transitioned into Samsung and actually currently looking at the Galaxy Fold 4 because I like a phone that stands out. If I went to a networking event and I had my BlackBerry with me, people see a phone with a keyboard, especially now, and it automatically draws attention. The Fold 4 is a very large folding phone, which draws attention. Now, why did I bring up BlackBerry? So let me kind of take you back. Obviously not the BlackBerrys behind me, but I have a whole handful of my old BlackBerrys still with me. Still, some of them, like pretty much all of them, still work very well. Especially my key one that runs Android. Mind you, hardware is significantly older, not nearly as fast. The camera is not nearly as good as anything out there. But what if I told you I could sell you my BlackBerry key one, which is probably worth just as a phone itself, maybe $200-$300, $400. I might be able to get $500 tops. It's not that great of a phone. But what if I told you I can sell you that phone for at least $1,000, if not significantly more than $1,000? You tell me to go kick rocks and get out of here. You're not paying $1,000 for one, a BlackBerry, and for two, a BlackBerry that's significantly older, that has a crappy camera, no memory, and an old Android operating system that's not supported or won't be supported next year. You're not going to pay that much money for it. But What if I told you the phone itself doesn't really matter? It's what's on the phone that matters. I'll sell you that hardware, that device, that BlackBerry as is. But what I'll do is I won't wipe it. Every contact of mine will stay in there. All of the best marketers in the world that I'm friends with are on there, including the ability to text Russell Brunson, who owns ClickFunnels, Rachel Peterson, Alex Sharfin, some of the best marketers in the world. You have their contacts. I will let them know ahead of time. This person might reach out. By all means, have a conversation with them. You have that contact information ready, and they could help you learn. That's a pretty significant upgrade. Now, what if I also told you every marketing course, every training, everything I've ever done since I started Rush Tech is on that phone? Every file, every course, every login is saved. You get access to all of that completely free. Like One Funnel Away, all of Rachel Peterson's social media United trainings, all of the ClickFunnels trainings that I've ever gone through, you have access to all of that. That's thousands of dollars worth of courses at your fingertips. Now, even better, what if I told you every single strategy that I've built, all of my digital marketing strategies on how to grow your list, grow a following, market to your audience, and how to find that audience, that'll all be on the phone as well. That makes that phone significantly more valuable, does it not? Now, what if I told you, even with all of that, I have Russell Brunson and Jim Edwards software on there that will help you build all of your scripts. So it could be a video sales letter, a sales letter for your funnels, Facebook ad scripts, podcast scripts, all of that. What if I told you the funnel script software will be on there and you'll have access to that software? All yours. Now, if I started bidding at $1,000 in a room full of people, would you take it? Quite a few people would probably put up their hand and take me on that offer. What if I went up to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for that phone? Now, you can take everything off of that phone, junk the phone, put it in a display case, take it apart, put it in a shadow box, whatever you want to do with it. But all the information is all on that phone for you. Now, what I've done is I've taken something that I wanted to sell you and I've made the perceived value so much greater. Okay. Now, that is how you want to market to your audience. You want to take something and make the perceived value better. I could sell you a digital marketing strategy. I could sit down one-on-one session. I could sell that with you. But so 1,000 other people could do that too. But if I make my value, the perceived value of my offer, a lot greater than everybody else's, you're going to take my offer because you're going to get more for the same amount of money. That's how you want to reach your audience. Now, you could do this with just about anything you could think of. You can even do this with physical products. You can sell, like, for example, Russell Brunson was selling potato guns. That's how he got started in the funnel business. But not only did he sell potato gun kits, he actually made videos to show you how to make them, and you didn't have to worry about searching and doing it all by yourself. It was all right there in the kit. What if you were selling, what if you're a retail business? You can offer different upsells. Think about the grocery store. That's why they have chocolate bars right in the middle of the aisle. Those are all upsells. You can make the experience much better by making the perceived value of what you're buying that much better. So with all of that said, I want to help you with your strategy, and I'll tell you all about that in just a second, because not only am I going to offer a strategy to you, if you take me up on that free strategy, I've got so much more for you bundled together that will blow your mind and change your business forever. So you can get, listen to that on the next clip. But if you don't want to listen past this, info.rustechmedia.com/strategy, and I'll give you a free strategy. Okay. So hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Hopefully maybe you want to buy one of my Blackberries. And with all that said, I'll chat with you again next week. Hey everybody, hold up one quick second. Now, I just did a social media strategy for a very good friend of mine, and that is going to change their business online, I promise you. And I wanted to do that exact same gesture for you. I want to give you a free social media strategy. That's right, absolutely free. I will lay out exactly what you need to post, how to post, when to post, and how to grow your business online using social media. I'm going to give that to you absolutely free. All you have to do is go to info.rustechmedia.com/strategy, and it's all yours. That's it. If you want a free social media strategy to grow your business online, all you have to do, head to info.rustechmedia.com/strategy. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast, and I can't wait to chat with you again next week.